Welcome to Come All Ye. My name's Bruce Cameron, and this is a folk music program here on your community FM station in the central west of New South Wales, 2MCE. Good to have your company, as always. Today, we'll have a featured album from sunny Sheffield in the middle of the UK. Some familiar names cropping up on that album, I can assure you. But we'll start off with the She Shanties. No, I don't have a speech impediment. The name of the group is She Shanties.
As the Kibo River is the king of rivers all,
Buddy Tanana, we are somebody, oh.
As the Kibo River is the king of rivers all,
Buddy Tanana, we are somebody, oh. Somebody, oh.
As the Kibo bosun is the king of bosuns all,
Buddy Tanana, we are somebody, oh.
As the Kibo bosun is the king of bosuns all,
Buddy Tanana, we are somebody, oh. Somebody, oh.
As the Kibo sailor is the king of sailors all,
Buddy Tanana, we are somebody, oh.
As the Kibo sailor is the king of sailors all,
Buddy Tanana, we are somebody, oh. Somebody, oh.
As the Kibo Judy is the queen of Judy's all,
Buddy Tanana, we are somebody, oh.
As the Kibo Judy is the queen of Judy's all,
Buddy Tanana, we are somebody, oh. Somebody, oh.
As the Kibo River is the king of rivers all,
Buddy Tanana, we are somebody, oh.
As the Kibo River is the king of rivers all,
Buddy Tanana, we are somebody, oh. Somebody, oh.
A group called the She Shanties, Essequibo River. I believe it's in South America. I think it's perhaps in Guyana. What else can I tell you? Oh, yes, the She Shanties have a couple of interesting albums out that I'm aware of. They may have more. That particular track comes from an album called Lubber's Hole, L-U-B-B-E-R, Lubber. And a Lubber's Hole in a square rigger's top mast, or near the top of the mast, there's a hole in the, I guess it's in the top shroud, in the sail, so that if you happen to be climbing up there for some reason, you don't have to risk life and limb any more than you are already by going out over the rim next to the futtock shrouds. You can go through the Lubber's Hole. So the title of one of their albums is Lubber's Hole, and you might have worked out, the title of one of the other albums is Futtock Shrouds. They take great delight in choosing slightly ambiguous titles. That's the She Shanties, and we'll hear more from them in future programs. I'll make at least one of those albums a featured album, I think, because even though they have shanties in their name, it's not just shanties that they sing. They do other stuff as well. This is a group called Polka 4, and I think they come from West Kerry in Ireland. This is the Plains of Boyle.
But I'm counting up heads as I'm making up beds, 'cause tonight none of you what you got to stare at now. And the ship.
Stilo Span meets Bertolt Brecht. That's the Black Freighter from the Tripney Opera, I think. Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill composed that. It was recorded by Stilo Span for their album called Storm Force 10. I don't think the Black Freighter went up the Essequibo River, but anyway, there's a bit of a link there, perhaps. Here's George Sansom and Matt Quinn. I'll be playing more from this album in the future as well. The album is called Sheffield Park. The song, My Son in a Merry K.
A long time ago in the County Mayo, this story it first began. Before this land was finally cured by the first economical plan, a brave young man had to leave his home and sail far over the sea. But he got well paid on the job and he stayed on the shores of America. He got on very well, but he sent nothing home, and his mother began to think that maybe he'd run away with a blonde or spent all his money on drink. She wrote him a letter inquiring the news and sent it straight away, and upon the cover she carefully wrote to me son in America. And the postman collected the letter she wrote and drove in his van to Cork, where he placed it upon a ship at Cove that landed in New York. And there with the whiskey and everything else, the mailbags lay on the quay, and upon the rest was a letter addressed to me son in America. Now, American postmen I needn't relate, they are rather like me and you. And when at last to this letter they came, they didn't know what to do. They looked up all the official lists and these had nothing to say. There was no directory could help them to find a son in America. And it laid in the office for years and years, it gave all the boys a laugh, until at length it found some use in the training of the staff. To every new postman that came on the job, it was shown as Exhibit A that was insufficiently addressed to me son in America. And the son, he got older and wiser too, at last to himself he said, oh, how are things going with me mother at home, and is she alive or dead? He walked round the block to the GPO, where he stood with his cap in his hand. By any chance there's a letter for me from me mother in Ireland. Oh yes, kind sir, and here it is, we've been waiting for you to call. We knew that someday someone might come from Cork or old Donegal, for the 200 million that's living now in the whole of the USA. For a mother in Ireland we finally found a son in America.
True story, do you reckon? You think Australia Post would manage that? My son in America. George Sansom and Matt Quinn recorded an album called Sheffield Park. Matt Quinn was having the day off, I think, on that occasion, because it was all George Sansom singing and playing guitar. His guitar, not dissimilar from Martin Carthy and Nick Jones, I suppose, in style. They were certainly an inspiration for him with his guitar work. Quite nice. My son in America. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'll play one more and then introduce you to the featured album. This comes from Julie Fowlis. Julie Fowlis perhaps is well known to most regular listeners of this program because I do like her voice and her interpretation of the Gaelic. She comes from North Uist in the Outer Hebrides. The song, You wouldn't know what the title is, really, unless you spoke Gaelic, and I don't, but there is a translation available. The song translates, or the title translates as Dance, Dun-Coloured Slattern. I don't know that that's all that encouraging, but I like it.
Down so chicken or down so chicken or down so chicken or down so chicken or the Georgia, down to the Chickamauga, down to the Chickamauga, down to the Chickamauga, down to the Georgia. City you are, down to the Chickamauga, down city you are, down to the Georgia, down city you are, down to the Chickamauga, down city you are, down to the Georgia, down to the Chickamauga, down to the Chickamauga, down to the Chickamauga, down to the Georgia, down to the Chickamauga, down to the Chickamauga, down to the Chickamauga, down to the Georgia.
Of all the dun-coloured slatterns listening to the program today were out there dancing. Julie Fowlis from her album called Every Story, a jolly little number. Which brings us to the featured album. Today it's an album called Live at Cheltenham. It was recorded, as the title would suggest, at a concert performance, or perhaps a number of concert performances, at the Cheltenham Folk Festival in the UK. Was the debut recording of a group called Melrose Quartet. It was recorded in 2011, but didn't really get an official commercial release until 2022. It was initially available as a limited run of CDs, but that quickly sold out, and until now, not really available to the public. The Melrose Quartet, Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, yes, they're very well known, and another couple from Sheffield, Jess and Richard Arrowsmith. Good musicians, good singers. The whole lot are actually good musicians and good singers. Nancy Kerr playing fiddle, of course. James Fagan plays bouzouki. Jess Arrowsmith also plays fiddle. Richard Arrowsmith plays melodeons. They are all very well respected in folk music circles in the UK and beyond. They're also a very good a cappella group, and we'll hear them singing in just a little while. But first of all, a couple of tunes composed by members of the band. The first one's called Margaret Fagan's 50th Birthday Polka, which would tend to indicate that James Fagan and Nancy Kerr composed it pushing 20 years ago, I guess. And the second one is called Cheese Fairy Polka, and it was composed by Jess Arrowsmith, also in the quartet. So the Melrose Quartet, Live at Cheltenham. That's our featured album today. First, a set of tunes. Thank you. Yes, and the concert goers at Cheltenham Folk Festival in 2011 were very appreciative of Melrose Quartet's first ever festival appearance. I don't know whether they're going to continue as a quartet. I do hope so, because apart from one other album, I don't know that they've recorded anything else. Nancy Kerr, James Fagan, Jess Arrowsmith and Richard Arrowsmith. That last polka, Cheese Fairy Polka, composed by Jess Arrowsmith, very reminiscent of a Kerry polka. Life is a journey. It's not over till it's over.
Days up and down they come, like rain on a conga drum. Forgetting most, remember some, but don't turn none away. Everything is not enough, nothing is too much to bear. Where you've been is good and gone, all it keeps the getting there. To live is to fly, both low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and sleep out of your eyes. We all got holes to fill, and them are all that's real. Some fall on you like a storm, sometimes you dig your own. The choice is yours to make, time is yours to take. Some sail upon the sea, some toil upon the stone. To live is to fly, both low. So shake the dust off of your wings and sleep out of your eyes. Goodbye to all my friends, it's time to go again. Think on all to fly, both low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the tears out of your eyes.
The voice of James Rain. Quite familiar voice for those of us of a certain age who remember Australian Crawl, the rock band from Sydney, not the style of swimming. To Live's to Fly, definitely my favourite James Rain song. Not that he wrote it, it was written by Townes Van Zandt. As I said at the beginning of the song, life's a journey, a flight. It's not over till it's over. Pretty good philosophy from Townes Van Zandt, whose journey well and truly ended quite a while ago. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community FM, in the central west of New South Wales. two tunes. First one is The First House in Connaught, and the second, The Pigeon on the Gate, played there by two gentlemen who were living in, or met, I think, and learned music for a while they were in Doolin in the west of County Clare. The album is called Ogavina, and all the music comes from Doolin. We heard J.B. Samson playing the squeeze box. He's a Breton musician. And Charles Monod, who's Swiss, playing guitar. So a nice steady interpretation of those two tunes from them. Another one now from the featured album. This is a Nancy Kerr composition called Hauling On.
Keep hauling on, mighty the jaws of morning. War has made the billows roar as we keep hauling on. Set sail like bold Phoenicians for the gold on the horizon. Every soul lost to salvation, every song a Jew. Our captain is our lord and jailer, for his wealth is our starvation. Every face a mask of hunger, every song a Jew. Keep hauling on, mighty the jaws of morning. War has made the billows roar as we keep hauling on. Two harbors, night falls black on the water. Terror swims in every slumber, bidding dreams adieu. With the morning wrapped in silver, bright shadow on the water, eye as black as any cinder, bidding light. Adieu. Keep hauling on, mighty the jaws of morning. War has made the billows roar as we keep hauling on. Water like white gulls caught by the weather, every siren singing danger, every song a Jew.
I told you they could sing. That's
lovely singing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, yes. Melrose... lovely singing, if I say so myself. Melrose Quartet featured album today called Live at Cheltenham, the Cheltenham Folk Festival in England. Their debut recording, Nancy Kerr, James Fagan, Jess Arrowsmith and Richard Arrowsmith, four very good voices combining there on the Nancy Kerr composition, Hauling On. A group now, I think I've played them not so long ago, but it's worth another run, I think. This is Woe Mule, a group from Sydney and the Blue Mountains. This track's called My Love Flies.
My love flies, tight ceaseless bows and knots around the morning. Sings loudly from his feet an elfin ribcage. He leaves a feather on my pillow. He leaves a feather on my pillow.
Plus sur l'échiquier et s'insulte les pas.
That's a pretty weird album, that one. The album is called La Confrérie des Fous. That's the name of the group as well. La Confrérie des Fous, the Brotherhood of Fools. And the song, Valse de l'Échiquier, Waltz of the Chessboard. It's not a new album. It's been around a long time. New to me, though. Possibly new to you. I don't know. Another one from the featured album. This is more familiar, I think. A traditional song from the Melrose Quartet album Live at Cheltenham. This is When I First Came to This Land.
When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I got myself a shack, and I did what I could. And I called my shack, break my back, for the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I got myself a cow, and I did what I could. And I called my cow, no milk now, and I called my shack, break my back, for the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man, so I got myself a hen, and I did what I could. And I called my hen now and then, and I called my cow, no milk now, and I called my shack, break my back.
My back, for the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could.
Old American song there. When I first came to this land, from the featured album by Melrose Quartet, live at Cheltenham. We'll hear another few tracks from them in the second half of the program. Two now from Norman Blake. Norman Blake has recorded many albums over many years. This one was called Old and New. Two tracks, instrumental, Bristol in the Bottle. I'm not sure which Bristol he's referring to, because there's, apart from the one in the UK, there's Bristols in Tennessee, Connecticut, Virginia and Pennsylvania, and probably others. The second one, second track I'll play from Norman Blake is Billy Gray, that many of us probably heard for the first time on an album by the Irish group Planxty. Norman Blake wrote it. It's an outlaw ballad, and it refers to Granger County and Gantry, both of which are probably, in this context, not real. First of all, Bristol in the Bottle.
The north of New Mexico. He He was overheard to say he was looking for Bill Gray, a ruthless man and a dangerous outlaw. Well, a deadly news came creeping to Billy fast sleeping there in the Clarendon Bar and Hotel. He fled toward the old church there on the outskirts, thinking he'd climb to that old steeple bell. But a rifle ball came flying, face down he lay dying there in the dust of the road where he fell. There she ran to him, just cursing the lawman, accepting no reason, knowing he was killed. Dusty winds have long blown 18 words to a passing world say. True love knows no season, no rhyme, nor no reason, just as is cold as the Granger County clay. Yes, true love knows no season, no rhyme, nor no reason, just as is cold Granger County Clay.
Yep, just those 18 words, an outlaw ballad from the pen and voice and guitar of Norman Blake. Before that, Norman Blake playing fiddle, Bristol in the Bottle. Next comes another track from the featured album. This is a song called Pilgrimage, composed by Jess Arrowsmith. She's using a tune, a Flemish tune called The Pelgrimstocht, something like that. Pilgrimage from Melrose Quartet.
Where are they going, your sons and daughters? Where are they going with games and fun?
Where are they going, your sons and daughters? Where are they going with games and fun? Under the moon, over and down. Under the moon and the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone.
They're going for soldiers, sons and daughters, going to fight and carry a gun.
They're going for soldiers, sons and daughters, going to fight and carry a gun. Under the moon, over and done. Under the moon and the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone.
Why are they going, your sons and daughters? Why are they going with fife and drum?
Why are they going, your sons and daughters? Why are they going with fife and drum? Under the moon, over and done. Under the moon and the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone.
They're off to the fighting, sons and daughters, fighting a war that cannot be won.
They're to the fighting sons and daughters, fighting a war that cannot be won. Under the men of the Vendan, under the men of the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone.
Will they come back, your sons and daughters? Will they come back while they're still young?
Will they come back, your sons and daughters? Will they come back while they're still young? Under the moon of the Vendan, under the moon of the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone.
Only a few of them, sons and daughters, passage of death will wait for none.
Only a few of them, sons and daughters, passage of death will wait for none. Under the moon of the Vendan, under the moon and the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone. Only a few daughters and sons, passage of death will wait for none, we cannot go back, so says everyone.
Thank you.
well-constructed piece of music. The track's called Gordon Stewart's from the group Ascent, A-S-S-Y-N-T. Take their name from a fairly remote area in the northwest of Scotland. Ascent. What's their album called? Where From Here? The question is, where from here? That's the album by Ascent. The Pine Leaf Boys next, from Louisiana. Ma Petite Femme. Petite Femme from the Pine Leaf Boys from Louisiana. You're listening to Come All Ye from the central west of New South Wales, long way from Louisiana. The next two tracks come from an album by Patrick Street, an album called Irish Times. I'll play an instrumental first. This is Brian O'Lynn and The Woods of Old Limerick. We'll follow that with a track with an Australian connection, In the Land of the Patagarang. I'm sure you've heard it before. You'll hear it again right after this instrumental.
In the land of the Patagarang, the Murkleys are dreaming. In the land of the Patagarang, they don't know who you are. In the land of the Patagarang, the Murkleys are dreaming. In the land of the Patagarang, we'll sail into the bay. I'm going with my a place of infinite space, with the mollies and punks and fluters, buzz cloaks and star glazers. They'll turn you into a creature if you're not strong.
man with marsupial features on the horizon. For impersonating an Egyptian, you go to the land of the Patagarang, Patagarang. Patagarang, Patagarang. Of the Patagarang, the growth lies backwards. In the land of the Patagarang, the stars are upside down. God botherers pray repentance, politicals and yours. Goodbye to independence, welcome to the mobs. They'll turn you into a creature if you're not strong. A man with marsupial features on the horizon. For impersonating an Egyptian, you go to the land of the Patagarang, Patagarang. Patagarang, Patagarang. Di-di-bi-do, di-bi-di-bi-di-do. Di-di-bi-do. Fluters, buzzcocks, and star glazers. They'll turn you into a creature if you're not strong. A man with marsupial features on the horizon. For impersonating an Egyptian, you go to the land of the Patagarang, Patagarang. Patagarang, Patagarang. The Patagarang, the murkies are dreaming. In the land of the Patagarang, the stars are upside down. Patagarang, 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 Patagarang.
Got all that? That's from 1986. Jerry O'Byrne wrote that. Patrick Street album called Irish Times. And it was inspired by Robert Hughes' book, The Fatal Shore, History of the English Settlement in Australia, complete with Irish convicts. And some of the slang there, well, obvious one, the Patagarang, that was their interpretation of an Aboriginal word for a kangaroo. Impersonating an Egyptian refers to impersonating a gypsy, which apparently was a crime in the 18th century, for which you could find yourself transported to the land of the Patagarang. Patrick Street. Another one from the featured album. This is an instrumental. Two tunes in it. First one's called I'm Going to Speak. And it's S-P-E-K-E, which is a suburb of Liverpool these days, but I think it used to be a town a little bit out of what was Liverpool, down on the River Mersey. So I'm Going to Speak, and the second tune is Battle Swing, which you might have heard before on this program, played by its composers, Fred and Jean-Charles Guichen, two Breton musicians. I went through a period of playing quite a lot from their CD called Brogers Brothers. Maybe played Battle Swing, I'm not sure. Anyway, here it is from the featured album, Live at Cheltenham by Melrose Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That one was particularly well received, I think you'll agree, by the audience at the Cheltenham Folk Festival in 2011 when Melrose Quartet played it. Two tunes, I'm Going to Speak, S-P-E-K-E, composed by Joe Scherfield, who apparently composed quite a lot of tunes, but I don't know much about him, apart from the fact that he's no longer around, and he left behind a bunch of cassettes with lots and lots of tunes. And Battle Swing, composed by the brothers Guichen from Brittany, Fred and Jean-Charles. That's the featured album. I think there'll be one more. I'll try to get one more in from that before we close up today. But right now, this is a fellow named Jim Lowe, very nice man. I spent a bit of time with Jim a long time ago. I think he grew up in North Sydney, somewhere around there. And I'm going to play a track called Changed Our Neighbourhood. I'll tell you what he wrote about it, his song, that is. The Reverend Dr. Frank Cash started photographing the building of the Sydney Harbour Bridge in the 1920s. The bridge, of course, was opened in 1932. Reverend Dr. Frank Cash's unique photographs also documented the dramatic changes brought to North Sydney. Years later, I took some photographs of the construction of the Warringah Expressway, which ripped through North Sydney, where I lived as a child. This is Jim Lowe.
In my day, an expressway. In his day, a bridge. Changed our neighbourhood. Changed our neighbourhood. While I saw the changes through saddened eyes, he saw the changes for the good. While he took many photos, I just took a few. Changed our neighbourhood. Changed our neighbourhood. Falling walls and chimneys, steel jibs across the sky, the four stone pylons rising high. Watched from his veranda, he saw the bridge rise high. Changed our neighborhood. Changed our neighborhood. He used the bridge in parables to teach God's word with zeal. And those insights his photos would reveal. Thoughts on the expressway I never got to hear. Changed our neighborhood. Changed our neighborhood. We met when he was older and I was shy and ten, but I had won the camera. Expressway. In his day, a bridge. Changed our neighborhood. Changed our neighborhood. While I saw the changes through saddened eyes, he saw the changes for the good.
the voice of Jim Lowe, and you might have heard also the voice of Chloe Roweth. She was playing a bit of mandolin behind Jim, and Jason Roweth was in there as well, with fretless semi-acoustic bass. Jim Lowe's album called Above the Creek Bed. Speed things up a bit with a set of dance tunes, Speed the Plough and Hampstead Heath. And in case you're wondering what dance you should be doing to this, I'll tell you at the end, because you're probably not going to do it anyway, but I'll tell you what the Hosepipe Band say about it. Favourite session tune, Speed the Plough, may have been played to death over the years, but in our opinion deserves another hearing. It goes nicely into Hampstead Heath, Cockney rhyming slang for teeth. Apparently there was a connection once. Thank you. Jolly good, jolly good. That's the Hosepipe Band with two very good tunes there, Speed the Plough and Hampstead Heath. Hampstead Heath composed, I think, by a member of the band. Who would that be? Which one's that? Who's responsible? Put your hand up. Simon Haynes, that's who did it. Played melodeon on that. And the dance that suits that is called Dear Jim, which was devised by Mary Panton, apparently a very well-known dance caller and dance inventor, whatever the term is, who calls dances without reference to gender. Good on you, Mary. Here's Roger McGuinn.
The cool Angelina runs glossy and gliding. The crooked Colorado runs weaving and winding. Red River runs rusty, the Wichita clear. But down by the Brazos I courted my dear.
I lie lily, give me your hand. I lie lily, give me your hand. I lie lily, give me your hand. There's many a river that waters the land.
She hugged me and she kissed me and she called me her dandy. The Brazos is muddy and sometimes quicksandy. She hugged me and she kissed me and she called me her home. But down by the Brazos she left me alone.
I lie, lie, give me your hand. I lie, lie, give me your hand. There's many a river that waters the land.
Now the girls of Inn River, they're plump and they're pretty. The supine and the sulfur have many a beauty. I may wander the rivers and many a shore, but down by the Brazos I'll wander no more.
I lie, lily, give me your hand. I lie, lily, give me your hand. I lie, lily, give me your hand. There's many a river that waters the land. I lie, lily, give me your hand.
Brazos River. Okay, that's it, folks. We're just about done. One more, and it comes from the featured album. You've heard a version of this before on the program sung by the Young'uns. A terrific version of it too, I have to say. This is from Melrose Quartet, a song called John Ball. It's composed in 1981 to commemorate the 600th anniversary of the Peasants' Revolt of 1381, composed by Sidney Carter. John Ball was a preacher and a rebel advocate for a classless society who was tried and hanged on the 15th of July, 1381. Thank you and goodbye from Bruce Cameron and Come All Ye.
When we are ruled by the love of one another, ooh.
ship, I say. Labour and spin for the love of one another. Labour and spin for fellowship, I say. In the light that is coming in the morning. Sing John Roll and tell it to them all. Long live the day that is dawning. And I'll crow like a dove. I'll carol like a lark. In the light that is coming in the morning. I'll carol like a lark in the light that is calling in the morning.
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.